Where did Benson? There he is.
Oh, do you have a pick? Yeah. Also, it should be fine, right?
Okay. Okay, yeah, okay, we'll go for it. Nachi Q, I'm not going for it.
Oh, 5-8-8-5.
You just told it. Whoa, the whole world.
Hatoyev ki
I just need the chords. done this before now.
Oh, yeah. Just fall down, I'm here. I'll be brave for your fears. Be the blanket for your tears. When they're falling down, just fall down. I'm here in the shadows far and near. In the fog and in the clear whirlpool. Just fall down, down. Trust fall down, down. Trust fall down, down. Ooh, down, down. Trust fall down, down. Trust fall down, down. Ooh, I'm always by your side. I am your ride or die. You bring me back to life. And I am here for you. We fall down, that's just life. Hard to see wrong from right, but I'll pick you up tonight. Cause I am here for you now, now. Trust fall down, down. Trust fall down, down. Oh, down, down. Trust fall down, down. Trust fall down, down. Oh, cause I am here. I'll be brave for your fears. Be the blanket for your tears. When they're falling down, just fall down. I'm here in the shadows far and near. In the fog and in the clear whirlpool. Oh, I'm always by your side. I am your ride or die. You bring me back to life, so I am here for you. We fall down, that's just life. Hard to see wrong from right, but I'll pick you up tonight. Cause I am here for you now, now. Trust fall down, down. Trust fall down, down. Oh, down, down. Trust fall down, down. Trust fall down, down. Oh, cause I am here. I'll be brave for your fears. Be the blanket for your tears. When they're falling down, just fall down. I'm here in the shadows far and near. In the fog and in the clear world. Just fall down, down. Trust fall down, down. Trust fall down, down. Oh.
Wow, amazing. Phew.
I wanted to trust for
me. Right, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Wow. Pesach libi b'sarasecha. It's one of the reasons that it's good to before we learn together, before we talk, to... You know, a lot of times we think the growth of Torah and the growth of our life is in our seichel, is in our brain, which is also true. But the lev, it doesn't say psach sichli, it doesn't say open up my brain to the Torah. It says open up my heart to the Torah. So thank you. Thank you, Tzvi. Thank you, Bensi, for opening up our heart. Thank you. Thank you, Avi. Thank you, Avi, for always. Thank you. I just want to share a few things. It's hard to come off of yesterday's No Mic Monday. It's hard to come off of that It was amazing. I look forward to continuing that conversation. For those who missed it, someone has it on the They were saying it's on the on the what?
Shira Blackmark.
The Shira Blackmark. Right. Someone recorded it somehow. So yeah, exactly. I want to first welcome. There you are. I was looking for Michal. I just want to welcome. I'll say the pshat, Michal, and then with that to welcome your parents here to the yeshiva. You know, Baruch Hashem, we have a very. Every yid, every person is so unique. As we know, your kashem shein partzufim doim mezulazu, just like our faces, your face is not similar to another person's face from the time of Adam Rishon until the end of time. If you think about it, it's pretty incredible. There's no person like you who ever existed and who ever will exist, each and every one of us. And that's the beauty. That's the beauty of Klal Yisrael. It's the beauty of learning from each other. Kamlin Dain Mindain, that we receive from each other. Ezo Chacham Aloimid Mikol Adam, which really means you're only a fool, thank you. That you're only a fool if you can't learn from somebody else, because everybody is so unique. So it's a Chacham is Lomid Mikol Adam. A Chacham is somebody who learns from someone, which means if you don't learn from someone, so then you're opposite of a Chacham. You're foolish, because everybody, Kashem Shein Partzufeim, just like our partzufis, just like our faces, the Gemara says, are different. And there is no face that ever will be like your face. Even twins, even identical twins are different. Never ever would exist. And I think that one of the beautiful things for us to do as best as we can is to really to find that beauty in somebody else, to find and to see where their nekuda. Like the Gemara says, Abba Umna, Le Matzis Lemeavid Ka'aba Umna. The Abaye and Rava, I think Abaye said it, or the Gemara says it, right, about Abaye, the Amorayim. Abaye, you still can't do like Dr. Abba Umna, this doctor who is so, it's not for now, that discussion of what he did. He did something so beautiful, as they say, stories about Rav Moshe Feinstein. I heard about Reb Shach also. They would stand up for every person. What are you standing up for every person? They didn't know they're the Gadol Hadar. Of course they knew they're the Gadol Hadar. But when you see the beauty in another person, then you really respect that. And I just want to say that I learn a lot from I didn't know that people call him Mitch. I learn a lot from Mitch, from Michal Zupnik. I mamish learn a lot from you. I'll tell you what I learn a lot from you. And mixa shvachai in front of the whole yeshiva, in front of your parents. I was just telling your parents in the office and when you were there. Michal is a person, I just want to say, Michal is a person who, it's one of the things that we talk about a lot, is that finding the balance of being one of the guys and doing your thing and doing your own thing and doing you. And I think it's a balance that we do in life in general, right? It's about being social, being having community and being together. And it's also having the strength to be you and not to follow the crowd, right? Why am I following the crowd when the crowd is lost, right? At the same time, yeah, you can't just live on a mountain somewhere and just live, right? Like we said in this week's parsha, you got to get married, have a family, be part of a community. And I think Michal just got here, is that one of the things that I see that Michal has, he's a chevra guy. But at the end of the day, Mitch does what he's got to do. Mitch does his thing. So I just want to say that your parents are here. Baruch Hashem, I was zochet to the L'chaim started on Pesach, and we actually go even further back with your uncle from Shayashev back in the day, your grandfather. And I just want to say it's an honor That Mitch, Michal, and there's a Mitch, I don't even know what I'm talking about, but like Mitch is here, someone sent a message, I'm like, I don't know who Mitch is. It's fine that he's Mitch, but I'm just saying that it's good to have parents. I wish we would have parents here all the time, so because it gives me the reflection to say what's needed to say, and what you're deserving to say. And you just got started. You're only here a few months, and it's an honor, Michal, that you're here. It's an honor to have your parents here. So. Continued nachas from Michal and from everyone. You agree, Michal? Is that? Do you agree with my pshat? What? Question, comments on that? Question, comments. Not from the parents. It's fine. That's just Baruch Hashem. It's amazing. It's actually what I'm going to talk about today. It's Mamash Min HaShemayim, and the proof is, if you ask Yehuda and Elio and Tzvi, you're part of it also, even though you were playing, how'd you do? Tzvi played well today? I don't know, that might be Avak Lashon Hara. Tzvi always plays well. Tzvi is awesome. So I'll tell you what I want to focus a little bit on. It's already, time flies, Baruch Hashem. I just want to talk a little bit about Leah, Imenu, and the ability to change your life and to change your destiny, as Leah did, because Leah was supposed to marry Esav, and not only did she not marry Esav, but she sort of stole the whole show. We're not getting into Rachel and Leah right now, right? That's not for now to talk about Rachel and Leah. But to me, the inspiration of Leah has to do with the fact that when you have Ratzon, Ratzon means what? Want. Ratzon means to want something. And the word also is, those who speak Hebrew, how do you say to run? Rutz. Why is Rutz run and Ratzon, why are they the same? Because when you want something, you don't chase it. You don't chase it. You run and get it. You run and you get it. When someone's chasing something, that's very. I'm happy you said that, Chaim. Chaim always nails it. It makes it gets that makes it more clear. Chaim. Always makes it more clear. And I'm happy you said that because when you chase something, right, you get tired. When you want something, and it's rutzon, and it's deep, and it's very deep, and you're like, I'm going to get it. I'm committed to it. I'm committed to it. And you get tapped into your rutzon, then it's easy. Now, that's going to be like, why? But it's not easy. Let me say better. It's easier. Not that it's not hard. It's easier. Because when we want something, when you want something, then it's clear. Usually the problem that we have is we don't have clear what exactly it is that we want. But once you want it, then you will go and you will get it. If you want to have a great marriage, I guarantee you, if you have a dream and you say, I want to make sure that I have an amazing marriage, I'm going to work myself like crazy to have. Obviously, we all need siyata d'shmaya, but rutzon to run towards it, you will get it. Things take time. You want to become someone who is a talmid chacham. You want to be close to Hashem. You gotta want that. You have to want that. You want to be shomer yourself. You want to protect yourself from certain things. You gotta want that so badly, as they say. As they say, discipline, right? For this one, it's one of my favorites. I said it today when we were schmoozing today, and I said, I got to share this because I haven't shared this in a long time. Discipline. What's our biggest problem with a lot of people is discipline. What does discipline mean? I don't mean to discipline someone, but where does it come from? What does that mean? To discipline yourself. To discipline yourself. That's why I don't like the word should. To discipline yourself. What does disciplining yourself mean? It means, we'll say it, I'm persistent. I'm not going to say consistent. I'm going to say persistent. That's an old one from Matis Monk. We made that up in the old, back in the Moshav Shul, in the bottom there. I made up that thing with Matis Monk. It's not about being consistent as much as it's about being persistent, which means if I remember what I want, that's discipline. Reminding yourself what you want. Why is it that I'm doing what I'm doing? And the more clear you get, the more clear a person reminds himself what I want, then he'll start running towards that thing. It doesn't mean you can't get off. Yes.
You don't want it either way.
That what?
That would be discipline.
One more time?
Doing it whether you want it or not would be discipline.
No, oh, so discipline.
Because you should be doing
it. Oh, exactly. So someone who should be doing that's not to get into the word should now. It's that maybe is for a no mic Monday, but Ben, like Bensie's saying, when I don't really want it, and this is what I say, when you're a child, minister mind that the parents are here. When you're a child, you don't necessarily do what you want because I have to listen to my parents. I have to do my thing. I got to do my homework. I got to listen. I can't drive myself. I can't do this. I'm a cotton. A gadol ha-soymech al-shulchanav is a cotton. What does that mean? It means, Shimi, I'll get to you in a second. What it means is that I am dependent on other people. I can't just do what I want. My parents send me to school. My mommy packs my lunch or my daddy or they don't, whatever it might be. But I'm sort of under the spell of other people. And then what happens, this is going to be a little bit scary for everybody over here. And what happens, then when you're, however old you are, we'll talk about the gap of right now. When you get married, yeah, what was that a little bit? I'm like, right, what was that? What happens when you're married, then you also can't do 100% what you want. Because then you have your wife, then you have your in-laws, then you have all the other stuff. So everyone's like, oh my gosh, so then life, what am I going to do? The answer is, of course, you could always do what you want. But when you're 18, these years, why are these years so instrumental in your life? And again, I'm married, Nachi's married, there are other married people here. It doesn't mean that you can't do what you want, but Nachi knows what I mean. Nachi knows what I mean. What it does is it changes. And from 18 to whatever age that it is, the blessing is and the challenge is where am I headed towards? What is my rutzon? Where's my want? Now again, God willing, you're going to marry someone. We're going back to yesterday's No Mic Monday. Mirat Hashem, you'll marry someone who will be supportive and strengthen what you want. And she will encourage you and you will encourage her to go where you want to go and where you need to go. That's called a Ezer Kenegdo. That's called helping. Not that I have to change my will for your will. Okay, the air conditioner, the drapes. Okay, we don't have to talk about a shalom bias here now about giving in, not giving in. But that's why I say shalom bias. Why do I say shalom bias? Yeah, Nachi's going to say. He's the married guy. What do I say to shalom bias? Please tell everybody. Why not? The Nachi lives that a little bit. Shalom bias means you have a life outside of your house. You have a life. Your wife has a life, and you have a life. That's shalom, bye-bye household, bye house. That's not for now. But the pshat is, you live the life that you want. I'm saying this right now. The fact that Nachi's able to be here late, the fact that Nachi's here doing what he's doing in Shana Rishoina says incredible things about Nachi being a good husband and his wife being a good wife, which are one and the same. Because otherwise, come home, what are you doing? Yeah, whatever it is. But that also, I want to say, goes to your ratzon. Because your ratzon, to do ratzon balech, to do the ratzon of your husband, is I got to make sure I know what I want. Some people are waiting for other people to tell them what they want. Shimmy, go.
Obviously, back to the discipline thing.
Yes. Exactly, but that's beautiful. Shimmy, that's beautiful. But you know what that comes from? Remembering. Go ahead, Shimmy. That's exactly what I think. Remembering, that's what it is. Remembering what I want. Yes, I have my tivus. Yes, I have my insecurities. Yes, I have my stuff. Who doesn't have their stuff? We all have our stuff. But when I remember, where am I headed? What is it that I'm trying to get to? Where is it that I'm, what do I want? What's that feeling? Maybe I don't want to have anxiety anymore. How long does it take for me to, what are the chances and how long do I give myself to work on my anxiety? How long does it take? Ooh, Yehuda's, you don't want to say, yeah, go, please.
I just want to ask, if you were saying that you have a rut zone, then it's easy at that point.
Yes. Yes. That's why I changed the word. Not easy, but it definitely, it's fine. It definitely.
I basically want to, I would love to hear some clarity on what makes that easy. You can want something really badly and still not be able to get it.
What I'm saying is
over and out.
Beautiful. What I was saying was that rutzone is ruts. You're naturally, when you want something and you remember what you want, then it'll help you. Bederech, ready for this? Let me ask you guys a kasha on the Chazal. Bederech sha'adam rotze leilech meilich noisei. What does that mean? In the way that a person, so how would I say it? How would I really say that? Bederech sha'adam holeich meilich noisei. The way that you want to go, you'll be able to get there. They'll help you. It doesn't say that. It's my own diak. I made this up. I'm sure somebody else says it. It doesn't say that. It says bederech sha'adam rotze leilech meilich noisei. If you have a desire to get somewhere, things will happen for you. Things will open up for you. Siyata d'shmaya, for sure, they say ratzon. I said this before. Ratzon is Malashan tsinar. What's a tsinar in Hebrew? Let's learn a Hebrew word today. Maz a tsinar, close. That's a kinar. What's a tsinar? A pipe. A pipe. What's a pipe? A pipe is the second you go ahead, right? If I want to drink water, so I go seltzer, I got this. Then I want a little bit more. So Tzvi has his water over there, right? Moshe has his water over there. Then you want more, what do? You buy a six-pack. You want even, you don't buy a four-pack, a six-pack you got to work for, right? You go ahead and you buy a drink. You really want to have a lot of water, you sign up for a water company and you have them deliver it. You really want to do it, what do? You're a smart guy, you get a pipeline, and you somehow pipe it in to the ocean or to some reservoir, and then you have a pipeline for all the shefa. Know what that pipeline is? Your rutzon. And the problem is, okay, Ari, yeah, the problem is, not in a negative way, the problem is, and that's why discipline, Shimi, is 100% right, is remembering what I really, really want. This isn't really what I want. I might want pleasure, but this is not real pleasure. I might want satisfaction. I might want peace of mind. The drink is not going to give me peace of mind. The drugs are not going to give me the peace of mind. The pornography is not going to give me the peace of mind. The escape, and those are all things that, yeah, it might appear that that's what I need. The covers over my head is going to give me the lack of anxiety. No, it won't. No, it won't. How many books, I'm not talking to you, how many books are we reading on anxiety? How much do I talk about my anxiety? Who am I sharing about my anxiety? That is remembering what I want. Do we slip up and do we go through difficult times where we forget what we want? All the time. That's why it's remembering what we want. Go, Ari. Yes.
I had a question, but I think I might have answered it, so I want to share the thought process.
Share the whole thing. Oh, sorry, one thing. I just want to say, because I want to hear you, Ari. I just want to say, that to me is the godless of Leah. That to me is the godless of Leah. Leah ends up being the one who has basically most, she had to daven to change the next shavit into a girl so that she wouldn't overly do it. So that at least Rachel has more than equal to the Bilhah and Zilpah. But she so not only did she get one child from Yaakov, she got the whole thing from one thing, from Ratzon. From Ratzon, changing destiny. She changed destiny. Destiny. That means if Hashem told you and made your makeup that you're going to be like this, your ratzon can change your destiny and change your future.
Because
of Leah.
That she was destined to marry
Asa. What does that mean? She had her eye, right? She had no eyelashes, whatever it is. Her eyes, different pshatim.
Your Rebbe, you can want something into destiny.
Correct. That's it. I like that.
I was just curious, I would think that everyone's deepest wants are from their neshama, which is to connect to Hashem. So why does it seem like some people...
Yes.
So I thought maybe it's because the vote is to...
Wait, first ask the kasha. I love the kasha. So Ari's asking a kasha. Good.
That I would think that everyone's deepest part of them, their deepest wants, is to connect to Hashem and do mitzvot and learn Torah.
It is.
So why does it seem like some people don't live those lives?
Nice. What's the answer?
So I was thinking maybe the answer is the avoda is to be aware of your want, of like those deep wants. But I don't know.
So let's talk this out. So beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So I want to get to your thing also. Beautiful, beautiful. So let's talk this out. It was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Number one block, but I'm going to say even a little bit deeper than that. What is the greatest thing and the most valuable peace of mind, connection, incredible, the greatest pipeline to everything, to shefa, to happiness, to everything? Kirvas Elokim. It's the hardest one. It's the hardest one. The hardest one. And the Yetzirah attacks that the most. That's one way of going. It's one way of answering. Everybody wants to be, right? Let me ask you. Does everybody here, a millionaire? Millionaire is like poor nowadays, right, for people. It used to be like, oh, I want to be a millionaire. Now it's like, I want to be a billionaire worth, 10, 20 million. I remember talking to a guy from the founders of the yeshiva, and I was talking to him like 6 years ago, 7 years ago when he was starting to work. I'm like, oh, so yeah, working a job, million. He's like, million? I want 10 million. I'm like, oh, sorry. Sorry to put you down. But everybody here wants to be worth a lot of money. So how many people here are going to have a lot of money? So it's all from the Rabbeinu Shalom, that we know. How many people here are going to have amazing marriages? Amir Tashem, everyone here is going to be a multimillionaire.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was a quick amen. I like that, Yosef. Yosef, Amir Tashem.
Amen.
Exactly. But where does that come from? To be a Talmud Chacham? To be a Talmud Chacham? Who said that?
Let's see.
What separates the men from the boys, what separates Tom Brady, and I'm using Tom Brady on purpose. I'll tell you why I'm using Tom Brady. Not because he's the best quarterback. Because it's Yadua, but that's not why I'm quoting him. That's not why I'm saying it. The reason you bring up Tom Brady is because it's Yadua, unless I don't know, I'm not from the Tom Brady generation, but from reading a little bit about him and hearing about him, is that talent-wise and natural talent-wise, he did not have that capability to be. They even say, I remember the greatest thing, I'm in the Michael Jordan era. I remember what they said. The chiddush of Michael Jordan was when they went to the Olympics. This is already when Michael Jordan was the GOAT. Already. When he was like the man. They said that when by the Olympics, what the chiddush of Michael Jordan was, he was there before practice, before everybody, and he stayed afterwards. But you're already Michael Jordan. What are you doing? No, the desire, and that's in basketball, that's in sports, that's with money, that's with these things. To tap into my soul, to tap into my neshama, to tap into, you see people like the people, Lahavdil, Sadiqim like the Chafetz Chaim, the way he writes, the way he talks about his hours that he would spend talking to his neshama, tapping into that. And we're like, not we're like in a negative way, like, okay, I want to be close to Hashem. I want to, take a shot of whiskey, listen to a great shir, have a good kumzitz and be close to Hashem, which is also great. It's also great. Those are beautiful things to come close to Hashem. Those are beautiful things to feel and to connect. But it's the greatest, greatest happiness that a person can have. And that takes time and effort and remembering what you want. I love the question, Ari. I love it. I mamish love it because that's really what it's about. That's why Torah is so hard. Torah is so sweet, but it's also very hard. Why? Because if you tap into Torah, you tap into here. I mean, look at Aviel. Look at Aviel. It's been an easy ride? No. It's not. You make it look easy, but it's not an easy ride. Yeah, what was the line, Yisrael?
I was asking you, and I wasn't like
that. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, that one.
You can want something into existence.
Yes, yes. Into destiny. Into destiny. Yes, that's it. Bensie, say Bensie. Bensie always. Bensie just said it. Yeah. That's it. And you say, yes. Yes. That's what's crazy. That's what's so crazy. You know what's so crazy? What's so crazy is how much power we have. That's what's so crazy. What's so crazy, and that's why Yisrael, I love that line. I don't even have it so clear. I could want it into, my wants can create my destiny and my future. Yes. Absolutely.
All right, also one more thing.
Yes.
You were saying like a rut is like running.
Yes.
And rut zone is like what
same thing. Running. Yes.
I remember, I'm pretty sure it was your share. You were saying another day that when something is important to you, you're talking about Zeriza. You said something's important to you, you run to it because it means something to you. When you see someone like doing a job that they do it quickly because they want to do it well. Because it means something to them.
Exactly.
Rutz is running and
Rutz. Yisrael's already quoting like Shiurim. I love that. Yes, Aviel.
I wanted to ask like an honest question, but the other way.
Yeah.
Like Rebbe said 2 days ago that a leader creates followers and a great leader creates leaders.
Correct.
Like, hopefully we'll be able to be our own leaders.
Amen. But
I'm saying I want to know I wanted that kibbutz. I wanted to become a talmid.
You want, not just
and
wanted.
From my perspective, like I thought I needed the ABC, but thank God I had a Rebbe.
Right.
Who told me to do a whole different thing. And
right.
It worked out.
Right.
How do you know sometimes the discipline is not necessarily what you think? Like
right.
Depress yourself and push.
Right.
Push.
Right.
How do you know, like,
great question. The answer is that's why we have each other. That's why we have our friends. No, you cannot do it on your own. You have to, like I was saying about Michal, you have to be able to stand alone. You have to be able to stand alone, but you can't do it alone. Well, that's also, we got two today. That's a new one. You have to be able to stand alone. Mamash gotta see what happens with Yosef and the Rebbetzin. Well, look what happens when you come. Look at this. Shefa. You have to be that's going down. That's for sure. And Yisrael, we gotta do that one also. You have to be able to stand alone, but you cannot do it alone. You need support. You have to be able to say, this is for another shir, the hineni. You have to be able to say hineni. You have to be able to say, I am ready to do what I got to do with or without anybody. And then, b'derek shadam roitze leilich moilichin. That's also a diik, they say. Lama moilichin, b'lashin rabim. B'derek shadam roitze leilich, yoilichaysay. The Eibishter. No. Right? What's the, I don't, I'm not sure where the chazal is. I don't think it's a chazal. I have to look it up. I'm not. Is that the Gemara says? B'derek Shadam Roitz Leilich. It's a Leilich Malich Noisai. Not by Bilam. Where does it say that? So it is a. By Bilam. Right. That's what I'm saying. But that's not. Okay. We'll look up exactly where it is. But the point is like this, guys. You know what that means? It means the way that you want to go, they will take you there. Why does it have to say they will take you there? B'derek Shadam Roitz Leilich. Hashem will take you there. Because the answer is, the day B'derech Shadam wrote to Leilich is singular. I have to be able to stand on my own. What were we going to say, Ari?
I thought something. All the parts.
So that's you. That you could say within you. Everybody will come help you. You got to be willing to do it alone, but then suddenly out of the woodworks, this one's going to help you. And you get this over here, and this one helps you, and that, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we got to wrap up. Yeah, exactly. See, after the Shmaya, again, is Hineni. But you need other people. The Chassin needs the Kala. The Kala needs the Chassin. Yeah, Naftali, wrap us up. It says, is it going to be a loaded one? Hey, to Naftali.
Happy birthday to Naftali.
We'll have to remind you in the beginning.
Happy birthday to Naftali. Happy birthday.
Okay. Hashem should help us all. Happy birthday. You know what? You have to remind me because I don't like going late. Over here, a quick halacha. We got to get back into the halachas. We have to somehow. Okay, 47. Talking negatively about a rav or a psak, you're not allowed to. It's not only a problem that you're talking lashon hara, but it's not so good because you say, "Oh, that rabbi doesn't know what he's talking about," whatever it might be. So not only are you saying lashon hara, but you're gonna discourage people from listening to him, which is not so good. Hashem should all help us all to connect and create the first day of the rest of our life.